hands on deck for Don Winslow. Stand by for action. Stand by for adventure. Stand by for Don Winslow of the Navy, brought to you Monday through Friday each week by the makers of delicious Post Toasties. Listen, shipmates. Listen to the voices of Uncle Sam's great naval bases. These guns stand ready for battle. San Diego. Guantanamo Bay. Panama. And now, here's Lieutenant Pennington to tell us more about them.
Yes, shipmates. These and many more strategically located bases stand ready to equip the fleet, to keep them afloat. They're doing the very important job of servicing the ships of Uncle Sam's Navy, maintaining its striking power, pushing the battle to the enemy's front door. The more efficient the bases, the more effective the fleet. And speaking about bases, you fellows and girls have your own private base right at home. I mean, of course, your breakfast table, because right there you take on a supply of nourishment to carry you through a busy morning with flying colors. How about that, Paul Luther?
Right, Lieutenant Pennington. And that's why Commander Winslow urges you fellows and girls to eat a good, nourishing breakfast that includes delicious Post Toasties. Post Toasties are rich in the food energy you need to help yourself be a winner. You know, every serving of crispy Post Toasties gives you valuable whole grain nourishment. Nourishment you ought to have every day to really keep in A1 shape. Important vitamin B1 is included, and that's really the nerve and energy vitamins we all need daily. And one mighty good place to get a generous start on your daily needs of vitamin B1 is by enjoying a heaping bowl full of delicious Post Toasties with milk or cream and maybe some fruit on top.
You've got something there, Paul. But don't forget, Post Toasties are really swell eating.
You said it, Red. And so, fellows and girls, tomorrow morning, treat yourself to a big bowl full of delicious Post Toasties. They taste good, they're good for you. Ask your mother right now to get a big package of delicious Post Toasties.
All hands on deck!
Yes, shipmates, all hands on deck for our story.
Don and Red have received their orders from Admiral Warburton. Base H, one of the most important naval stations in the Pacific Ocean Island Defense Ring, is being threatened by a mysterious attack. Now, in our last episode, our friends learned that a new weapon had been developed by Dr. Franz Wolf and was being put to use by the enemy. It is the Blitzfan, a tiny plane only 2 feet long, controlled by radio, and able to carry a large and very deadly charge of explosives. The enemy is preparing to strike. We now join our friends as they are in a Navy scout bomber high over the Pacific, speeding to Tsongo Cay.
Say, Don, how far out are we?
We left San Diego about 6 hours ago. We should reach Base H in 2 hours. Say, Red, this ship really performs.
Yeah, they really put together some swell planes for the Navy, don't they, Don? This Douglas Devastator is one of the best dive bombers in the world.
You said it, fella. And it proved its worth in the Battle of Midway and our attacks on the bases in the Marshall Islands. In these ships, our flyers dive bomb the dickens out of the enemy.
Remember our old Curtis Hell Divers, Don?
Yeah. They were the first planes built for that kind of work. And these Douglas Scout bombers pick up where they leave off. They were one of the main reasons we knocked out Ford carriers at Midway.
Oh, gosh, would I like to spot one of those flat tops now? We'd really give them a massage.
Save your energy, Red. You're going to need it when we get to Tsongo Cay. Our work is really cut out for us this time.
Yeah, did you get that map of the island from the Admiral?
Oh, yeah. It's in that side pocket if you want to look at it.
Thanks. But gosh, when you think of all the water around Tsongo Cay, and that the two-man subs could be anywhere in the ocean ready to send out those Blitz fans, what a headache.
Yes, it is, Red. But not quite as big as you're making it.
Oh, no?
No.
Von Koloff has sure thought of everything. Using the submarines, the Blitz fans can come from half a dozen different directions.
I know, but there's one flaw in his plan, Red. And I think we can get him through that.
What do you mean?
The small two-man subs.
Say, I know what you're getting at. The short cruising range.
Right. The same fact that tipped his hand when he was working against the convoy command. Those two-man subs must have a base nearby.
Wait a minute. Let me check the map again.
No, I don't think you'll find it there, Red.
No, you're right. I thought maybe there'd be another island somewhere in striking range of the base.
Red, do you remember those names on that piece of paper?
Sure. How could I forget them? And we've got them all pretty well explained now, haven't we?
Well, most of them.
Let's see. There was Von Koloff, check.
Right.
El Cardin, check.
Mm-hmm.
Sango K, check.
Yep.
Hey, a ship. Couldn't that be what we're looking for? A base for the two-man sub?
That's what I was driving at, Red. Must be the refueling station.
Yeah.
And again, Admiral Warburton said the transmitter for the Blitz fans is too big to be carried in the submarines, so it must be installed on the ship.
But how would that work?
Well, it's only a guess, Red. But the subs probably take up their position somewhere near the island.
Mm-hmm.
Then all they do is prepare the Blitz fans for launching in that device we saw on the wreck. And the transmitter takes over from there.
Well, that's some setup. But how the heck are we going to find it? Just because we've boiled down everything to one place doesn't make it any easier to find. The ocean is still just as big.
Von Koloff is dangerous, Red. He'll have agents on shore to spy on the base. The fact that the two unexploded Blitz fans were found on the island makes me positive this first attack was really a test. And there must be some men on the islands observing the results of the flight and making corrections on the range and course.
Skipper, you sound awfully positive. It'd be a shame if you had to eat those words.
Red sounds very pessimistic, but deep in his heart he realizes that Don's theory is logical, and he's prepared to go anywhere and fight anything under his buddy's leadership. Meanwhile, on the island of Tsongo Cay, a message is being flashed out to sea. It is being picked up by our friend's mortal enemy, the spy chief Von Koloff.
Joseph reporting here on Koloff from position 3, Sango K.
Yeah, go ahead, Joseph. Did the Blitz fans reach the island successfully?
Yes, they did. They came down in the jungle outside of base H.
Good. Then the test was a success?
Yes, here on Koloff. But a patrol of American sailors stumbled across the machines before we could reach them. They reported to Commander McLaughlin.
Couldn't you stop them, you dumb cop?
No, they were too many for us. However, we did manage to recapture the flying machines. They very stupidly left only one sailor on guard. It was simple to dispose of him and remove them.
I shall leave the Curaçao in the F-092. Take the Blitz fans to the beach on the east side of the island, our usual meeting place. Wait there for me and take care not to be discovered.
The recognition signal will be the same?
Yes. I shall arrive sometime around midnight. Do not fail to be there.
You can rely on me, Hermann Koloff.
Another thing. We have launched another Blitz fan. This time with a full load of explosives. Be prepared to give me a full report on the result.
Signing off.
Ah. This will be the greatest success of my life. Those stupid fools Winslow and Pennington. Thinking they could stop me. The destruction of Base H will show them.
Say, those 2 hours are almost up, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we getting near the base?
We should be. Sun's going down. It'll be dark in a few minutes. I don't like landing on an unfamiliar field at night.
Oh, go on. You're one of the best pilots in the service. You could land this ship blindfolded.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we've got it, Red. Now, look ahead. Isn't that a shoreline just coming up on the horizon?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
That's it.
It's outlined in the setting sun. That's some navigating fella. You've hit it right on the button.
Boy, I'm glad of that. The fuel gauge is starting to flirt around the empty mark.
Hey, Don, did you see that?
Oh, what?
Just off to the left of the island, something in the air. It flashed a minute in the sun. There it goes again.
Hmm? Yeah, I got it, Red. That's strange. It isn't a plane.
Well, what do you suppose it is?
Only one way to find out. Hang on.
There it is again. We're coming right up to it.
Don't lose it.
Okay. Level off. We're right over it. Wow, will you look at that?
Red, look at that size. And the stubby wings. And those wires. That's a Blitz fan.
It's headed straight for the island, Don.
We've got to stop it. Open up your cockpit cover and get ready to use your machine guns. I'll grab some altitude.
Right.
Red, when we get into position, I'll dive straight at it and open up with the forward guns. You pick up with your rear guns as we go by.
Okay, but for Pete's sake, be careful, Don. The explosives in that darn thing will have a terrific spread.
Now, this is high enough. Stand by, Red. Going down.
Better rip.
I'm on the range. Here goes. No luck. Pick it up, Red.
Yippee!
This will get it. Look out, Don. Hold on. Don't lose control.
The elevators.
and the rudder don't answer.
Oh, they've been ripped to pieces.
We're going down. Hang on. We're too low to jump.
Well, shipmates, Don and Red are certainly in a tight spot. The concussion of the exploding Blitz fan has wrecked their tail controls, and they're too low to use their parachutes. How can they get down safely? Shipmates, you want to be ready, willing, and able to give your best. So make up your mind right now to follow the sensible rules we've told you about. Get lots of sleep, out-of-door exercise, and eat good, nourishing food. At breakfast, Don Winslow says Post Toasties are his own special favorite. Because Post Toasties are swell to eat, and they really stay crisp longer in milk or cream. These delicious flakes are toasted in a special way, so that dozens of tiny bubbles of golden goodness pop right out on every delicious flake. And these little bubbles mean that Post Toasties are extra crisp. They stay crisp longer in milk or cream. Compare Post Toasties with any ordinary cornflake and see for yourself the difference. You'll agree that Post Toasties really are crisper and stay crisp longer than any other cornflakes you've ever eaten. Ask your mother for Post Toasties right now. Well, fellows and girls, in their new adventure, Don and Red have already come up against the work of the enemy. They have succeeded in destroying a Blitz fan, but their plane is in desperate trouble. So don't miss next Monday's thrilling episode. Be on deck, same time, same station, same call to action. All hands on deck for Don Winslow.
All hands on deck. All hands on deck.
Don Winslow of the Navy is presented Mondays through Fridays by the makers of nourishing Post Toasties, the delicious cornflakes that stay crisp longer in milk.
This program came to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.